from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. General Motors has made its first comment regarding Friday's closure of the cold weather testing center in Kapuskasing, putting more than 30 people out of work. Spokesperson Jennifer Wright says the decision is to clear up redundancies within the company. She adds that through continuous improvement, GM cold weather testing capability has dramatically evolved, and concerns can now be addressed at the supplier and development stage. Therefore, testing on full vehicles on site has become unnecessary. We're just under 5 weeks until the November 23rd deadline to donate a shoebox full of relief supplies for the 31st year of Operation Christmas Child in Timmins. It's an international operation coordinated by the disaster relief organization, the Samaritan's Purse. Local coordinator Peggy Bendel says Operation Christmas Child began in 1993 with a test of the shoebox idea.
Just a regular shoebox, somebody filled with stuff for a particular age group. And I think they did over 28,000 shoeboxes that first year as an experiment. They realized this might catch on.
Bendel launched it locally a year later. There are full details in the audio of our interview on MyTimmonsNow.com. Our MPPs are back at Queen's Park today for the start of the fall session of the legislature, and there's growing speculation we will see an early election call. Premier Doug Ford says there won't be a vote before the end of this year, but he's refusing to rule out going to the polls next year, far ahead of the June 2026 deadline. That would allow him to take advantage of the current popularity of the federal Conservatives. Ford has given his caucus members until the end of December to decide whether they'll run again. We told you this morning in our local history feature about the first recorded incidents of a Halloween observance in these parts. It was in 1917 in Iroquois Falls. Timmins Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says houses were all decorated and visited by a regiment commander. That was followed by everyone gathering at Town Hall for a monstrously large party.
And they had a great big dance there where they danced and they had food and they had drinks and they had all kinds of wonderful things. And that lasted well into the next day.
Next week, you'll find it hard to believe when the first Halloween celebrations finally arrived in Timmins.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.